USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six people are dead after a plane crash in Murrieta, California. Ryan Baker has more.
The FAA says the Cessna C-550 business jet went down in a field and burst into flames this morning around 4:15 near the French Valley Airport. All six on board were pronounced dead at the scene. The plane departed from Harry Reid International Airport in Vegas before the crash. This comes a week after a small plane crash while taking off at the same airport. One person died in that crash and three others were injured.
House Republicans are demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the White House cocaine discovery. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer wants the briefing by next week to investigate security procedures. Comer denounces the incident as unacceptable and shameful. Cocaine was found on Sunday and prompted an evacuation at the White House. Tyler Bench, a January 6th Capitol Building rioter who used bear spray, has received a lenient sentence from U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden. The Trump-appointed judge sentenced Bench to probation and 60 days of home arrest, while prosecutors had sought a 9-month federal prison term. During the sentencing, Judge McFadden said he was giving him a break. The Biden administration is sending more firepower to Ukraine.
The White House announced Friday it is providing cluster munitions to Ukraine to defend against Russian forces. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says doing so shows the resolve of the U.S. and its allies.
We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
President Biden told reporters Ukraine is running out of ammunition. Human rights groups and some U.S. allies say the bombs, which send multiple munitions over a wide area, will lead to more civilian casualties. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Mega Millions jackpot is nearing the $500 million mark. There were no winning tickets in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $480 million. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Former Manson family member Leslie Van Houten, who participated in the notorious 1969 murders of Leno and Rosemary LaBianca, may be released from prison. Despite being denied parole for years, a state appeals court panel recently overturned Governor Newsom's denial of her parole. A state bill to outlaw discrimination based on a person's hairstyle could become the law of the land in Pennsylvania.
This according to state officials who say the Crown Act, which passed the state house Friday, would add hair type, texture, and style as a protected class in the state's anti-discrimination law. Authorities say the measure now heads to the Republican-led state Senate, where it must pass before Governor Josh Shapiro can sign it into law. If the measure becomes law, Pennsylvania would join a growing number of states and cities that have moved to outlaw hair discrimination. At least 23 other states have passed their own versions of the Crown Act. I'm Brad Siegel.
There will be no charges for the NBA security guard accused of slapping pop star Britney Spears. Las Vegas police concluded their investigation Friday. Video evidence shows Spears attempting to touch NBA star Victor Wembanyama and one of his bodyguards responding with what appears to be a slap to her face. An unseeded American is in the men's fourth round at Wimbledon. Christopher Eubanks, who's ranked 43rd in the world, defeated unseeded Australian Christopher O'Connell Saturday to advance to the round of 16. Playing in only his second Wimbledon, the 27-year-old had never gotten past the second round of a Grand Slam. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.